Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning, and I want to also ask you to pray for those individuals in the Menifee area, as I just left there doing a crisis response in regards to working with some of the individuals that work for the gas company, as there was an explosion causing the passing of one of their coworkers. In addition to some individuals had to were also impacted by that. Apparently, there were 15 injured and one deceased, yet alone someone else totally lost their home. So I would like for you to pray for these individuals. Now, with that being said, today we have a very interesting topic. Even with that event that happened yesterday, with what's going on in Louisiana and Mississippi as far as the floods and the rains and, you know, people passing, it's a lot going on in our world. And a lot of times individuals say, we got to start trusting God or cast all your cares on Him. That makes individuals wonder, what does that really mean? Because when it comes to trust, many individuals, whether we are believers or non-believers, many of us struggle in this area. And it could be that many individuals have often put their trust in the wrong person. And when that happens, it makes you kind of wonder, do I want to do this again? Or could it be that it's very difficult because if you cannot trust a person that you can see, how can you put your trust in someone that you cannot see, but you were told to be, put your trust in them? You know, that's where we struggle. Now, we all are either going through, will go through, or know someone that is in some type of situation, trials, tribulation, or dilemma. So how can one trust God in difficult seasons or change? Now, I'm waiting on Tammy Robinson to join me as we are going to discuss how to trust God even when one is going through. As I indicated earlier, I mean, even as a child, I used to hear my mother say, you know, trust God, or baby, you got to put all your prayer, pray to God. And then sometimes I would struggle with that even as a kid because I'm like, why I got to do that? Now, today we're going to talk about what do that really mean, not to mention what can we trust Him with. So if you want to call in or you have questions for either myself or Tammy Robinson, give us a call, 516-387-1914. Looks like I need to send another text to Tammy to find out if I can even trust her because she said she was going to call in today. So let me find out where she is at. Where are you? Now we're going to do the Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you? Okay. So until she call in, log in on the air, if there's any other pastors out there that want to join in the conversation to help feed your flock and give individuals some information, I would love to hear from you also. Now, when we talk about trust, we got to first find out what trust is. Trust is basically a firm belief in the reliability that someone is going to be telling us the truth. They have the ability or the strength of someone or something. Relationships have to be built on trust. Now, when we talk about relationships, we're talking about our relationship with God, that's one of the things that we're going to be pretty much emphasizing on today. With trust, it means having the confidence, the faith, the belief, the freedom from suspicion, any doubt, sureness, certainty, assurance, conviction, reliance. And that is where we find that a lot of individuals, especially individuals that are seasoned Christians, you know, they've been through some things. And when they've been through some things and they know that they were in situations where there was no one that they could trust but God, that's when you hear individuals' testimony. That's when you hear and you know, people are tapping into their faith because they knew it had to be God in order to get them through. And that's where, like I said, a lot of individuals have come to believe and trust them, relied on God. Because I know, even as a believer myself, when things are happening in my life and I'll be like, Lord, where are you? What am I going to do? How am I going to get myself through this? How is this going to get taken care of? A lot of times, like I said, I know it's not just me, but we all go through that. Now, again, I'm still waiting on Ms. Robinson to join me. So if you have any other questions and you know me personally, you can text me. I will respond to the text messages or any questions that you may have as it relates to this topic. Now, with any type of relationship, you want to know how and why should I trust God? Look like she is joining me. Let me log her on right quick. This mouse wanna go everywhere where we're supposed to. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thank you very much. I'm doing okay. We talking about trust. I said, look, I hope I can trust she gonna call in. I blew up your phone, sending you text messages. Like, come on now. Now, tell the listeners who you are so we can go on with this show. Tell them who you are.
I am. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am Tammy Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. Robinson, because you know I always call you Lady T.
Yes,
a lot
you
of
do.
Times when we talking about trust and trusting God, I always tell individuals,
yes.
And I've said it on the show before, I struggled with trust. And
mm-hmm.
when we're talking about when you have difficulties trusting someone you can see, how can you trust someone that you cannot see, that's a spirit, that we're supposed to lie on the Lord and trust and believe in all our heart? I tell individuals
mm-hmm.
the very first time when I was a teenager and I had sex, the young man told me, trust me, and I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. I said, the hell with that. So me and trust, we kind of didn't get along, you know. So, but when it came to God, how did you learn how to start trusting God?
Well, it's once you develop a relationship with God, and I'm going to answer that because I think I can answer that. Once you have a relationship with God, it's easy to trust him. And it's easy to distrust a person because a person will lie to you, let you down. God is not a man that he should lie. And
mm-hmm.
He will not let you down. So he's not going to lie to you. He's going to keep his promise he made to you, and he's not going to let you down. It's just not when you think it's not in your timing, it's in his timing, but he's always going to do what he said he was going to do. Now, man or woman will lie to you. They'll say, oh, I'll be here at this time, never show up, won't call, won't respond, and then they'll say they're in one place, and you find out they're in another place, so you lose trust. And
mm-hmm.
now when they tell you something, you don't trust them. But see, God, his promises will always come through, so then he'll bless you, you'll see it, because he wants you to know who he is, and he wants you to have a relationship with him. So he will come through for you, and once he comes through for you, because he wants the glory, so he gets all the glory in everything
mm-hmm.
that he does. So that's how we can trust God, and that's the difference between trusting God and trusting man, because man is untrustworthy. God is always trustworthy because he's always going to come through.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time I do these shows, I'll be thinking of real-life issues that happen with me, and I'm sitting up here thinking, well, I guess that is a little different, but then even when I think about getting pregnant, I was like, well, I don't know if Mary can say that because Mary got pregnant with Jesus. And they say he the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so I don't know about that one. So I have some information, and I want to go through this, Tammy, and it talks about 20 rock-solid
yeah.
reasons you can trust God today. Because with all
mm-hmm.
that's going on in the world today, a lot of us and a lot of individuals are struggling with trials and tribulations. They're going through seasons in their life, transitions in their life. You know, I left Marietta today, and that drive get coming back was a boogaboo. Ooh, I was so mad about that drive. But I did
uh-huh.
make it on time. Thank God. No accidents. I had traveling grace. But I did
right.
make it there to go talk to the individuals in regards to that house that blew up in the Marietta area. And,
uh-huh.
I mean, just looking at the faces on these individuals and, you know, and the question that they all had was like, why? why? Why did this happen? We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're following policies. We're doing it. Why? And I had to go back and let them know, too, that you got to trust God. Now, again and again, the Bible tells us that we should trust God. For example, in any case, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. And that's in Proverbs. You know, Tammy, when we start thinking about and we lean on our own understanding, that's where I think the why comes from, and we get more confused. Can you tell the, or share with the listeners in regards to breaking down that proverb?
Oh, yes. Leaning on to our own understanding, because you should have the understanding of God. But sometimes it's hard because some people don't have a relationship with God, so though they don't have the understanding of God, you know, so it's hard. But lean not to your own understanding, meaning don't rely on what you think and what you feel all the time, because your feelings can mislead you. And, you know, your emotions can take you somewhere that you don't even have to go, because that's not what's really going on. And when you lean on to your own understanding, you start to think and believe things that you're thinking that's really not happening, really not true, but they develop in your mind, you know. And it's, you know, and then we start to worry ourselves and mess ourselves up because we're leaning on our own understanding. This is how we understood it. This is how we see it. So this is what I'm going to go with. And we can be wrong the whole time, stressing ourselves out and putting on extra burden that we don't even need to carry.
Ooh, that, you know what, Tammy, that is deep, because I just got into a text thing with my last husband with that, where we talking about leaning on our own understanding and his thoughts and my thoughts and his, I'm like, this just don't make no sense. Let me stop. You know, and the bottom line is this, because when you lean on your own understanding, okay, yes, it's your understanding, it's your interpretation, it's your attitude, it's your perception, but that not may not be what God intended it to be. That may not be the reason why God let that happen. And especially, like I said, when we look at tragedies or we look at things that are happening in people's lives, and like I said, we start questioning God. And that's not for us to do. It's not for us to lean on our own understanding. Another one, Tammy, it talks about commit your way to the Lord, trust him, and he will act. Now, it don't say he will act when you want him to act, but it says in Psalms 37, chapter 5, verse 5, he will act. What does that mean?
Yes. Well, when it says commit your way, that, you know, that's like if your ways please him, ask of him what you will. So a lot of people, you know, some things ain't happening for them because your ways ain't pleasing God. See, you have to read the entire scripture. You have to have the entire understanding. And that's where it comes in, where lean not onto our own understanding. You got to understand it the way God has it written in his word. You can't just be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to do something good, and then I'm going to pray and ask God to do this for me. No, your ways, that means all the time, your ways. If your ways please him, if what you're doing please him, then ask what you will, and he will move on your behalf. And again, like you said, and like we've already said, it's not going to be in your timing. He's going to, but every time, it's the right time. We may not think it is, but it's always the right time and on time. Because if he gives us something... Right, because if he gives us something too soon, in some cases, he knows that we will misuse it or we will mess it up. So he knows exactly when to bless us. He knows exactly when to move on our behalf.
And, you know, and Tammy, you talked about that and you explained it very, very well. Because when we talk about what does it mean to trust God, it means to trust God means to believe his word. A lot of times we talk about the word, we talk about the word of God and obey him. Look to him and hope in his promises. And even when we can't see how his word can be true, because that's where that doubt and disbelief come in, that's when everything around us will tell us not to trust him. And that's where we get caught up. Like I said, I'd have been to a funeral. I'd have been here. I ran into my grandfather's brother that kind of gave me hope. With him being 92 years old and watching him get around, I'm like, ooh, there is some hope. You know, but when we start doing that, we start becoming, and we confuse ourselves. Now, why should we trust God, and why should we put our hope and confidence in this being we've never seen? Now, Tammy, you know, that is big because we start talking about Satan. Satan goes as a fiery dart, and he tried to get us to doubt God's word. You know, it's been real interesting, and I challenge even as a therapist. I mean, it seemed like I would say about, and it's high, I would say 90% of the people that I connect with have indicated that they were non-believers and did not believe in God. And I understand the separation between church and state. I get that, but that really don't apply in my practice. But by that same token, when I'm listening to their struggles, a lot of times if they trust God and believe in God, a lot of their situations wouldn't be as bad as it is. Because what they see and what I see be two different things. So when we start talking about that and they come in seeing that they don't believe God, they don't trust God, God did this, God that did that, and they're angry, or they're saying, I have depression and anxiety. I'm like, how can you be depressed and anxious all at the same time? You know? But these are some of the things that individuals go through. And the thing is, when we talk about in doubting God's word, and even we talk about the Garden of Eve and, you know, surely we won't die but eat the fruit. You know, we've been fooled. We've been misled. We've been betrayed. And you know, and a lot of times it's understandable why people feel the way they do. But so why should we trust in God? Because God gives us rock-solid reason to trust him. Tell me, this is some information that I found, and it's from the Blazing Center. And they give 20 different reasons. And it says God's word is true. God does not lie, which is what you said. God never changes in his being. God never changes his mind. God never changes his plans or purposes. God has never failed to fulfill his word. God is sovereign over all things. God is infinitely wise. God is faithful. God is infinitely loving. God gave his son for us. God is completely just. God has wonderful plans. God will make you like Christ. God is indefinitely good. God is always good to his children. God will never leave you. God cares for you. God will never let you go. God is with you. Tammy, just on some of those, out of 1 out of 20, what are some of the things that really come and stick to your heart?
Well, I was going to say, yes, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It is we ourselves that change. And when we change, you know, because he do give us free will, but when we change and we walk in that free will, then we think that God is not there for us, that he's not working on our behalf, that he left us. No, he's the same. He don't change. It's we're the ones that change. And we have to realize that. And when they say, oh, I trust God, I believe God, yeah, but do you have faith? Do you have faith? Because you have to have faith. If you're saying you trust and believe him, then you have to have faith and believe. You can't just say, Lord, pray and ask him to do something, and then you doubt the whole time and be like, God, it ain't happening, it ain't happening. You sweating and you worrying and you losing sleep. Then you don't have faith and you don't believe he can do it.
That is true.
So when you ask and you stand on it, believe him and say, okay, Lord, I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to bless me. I know you're going to move. So let me step back and let you do your thing. But a lot of us, we get caught up in, you know, and it is us. And then we want to blame him. But you can't blame him because you changed course. He didn't.
Correct. And you know what? And I'm going to give some in-depth information because I like how this information is written. You know, and even when you're talking about faith and standing on his word, and like you said, he don't change. You know, sometimes we got to step aside. I like when they, I'm trying to think of the lady who sung that song. I think it was, was it Yolanda Adams that said just step aside? We got to get out of God's way sometimes because sometimes we be in the way. And we really trust God, number one, God's word is absolutely and completely true. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And that's in John 17:17. And it also indicates, and now, O Lord God, you are God. Your words are true. And you have promised this good things to your servant. And that's in 2 Samuel 7:28. Now, there is not one single part of God's word that is not absolute and complete truth. His word is not 90% true or 95% true or 99%
right.
true. You know, Tammy, even on a pregnancy test, it talks about 98%, 99%. You know, even if that 100%, you know,
yeah.
we don't ever get 100%. But if you think
no.
about it, it's consistent. You know, a lot of
yeah.
times, even as young Christian, and God said it, I believe it, that settles it. You know, that kind of goes back to our parents.
Yeah.
It goes back to when your mama says something, and you start doubting it, and you get mad, and she said, because I said so. I used to like, I don't like because I said so. But that phrase can help a lot of individuals when they're going through challenging times. If you know God said it, knowing that
yeah.
they can completely trust his word will give people hope like they've never had. And sometimes, Tammy, that's basically all they need is a little hope.
Right, a little hope, yes. And we got, and what we got to be careful of too is we got to be careful because, and we say we trust God and we believe God and everything and we know he's going to move, but then, you know, we got to be careful of allowing another believer to tell us something, and it could be discouraging, but we're listening because we're like, oh, they're another believer. They love God too, so they wouldn't steer me wrong. No, don't be so quick to believe that because some will steer you wrong and they will give you the wrong advice because what's for you is for you, and God is going to speak to you concerning you. And then he will use someone to confirm what he's already spoke to you. And so you got to be careful because don't let someone else discourage you and change your mind and mess you up and make you think he's not going to move now or make you doubt and not trust and not have faith, make you lose faith and think, oh, he's not going to do it for me. He's not going to move. No, don't think that because they're looking at time. They're looking at they're on the outside looking in and they're looking at time. And God don't operate in time. You know, his time is right whenever he moves. So that's what we have to look at.
You know what, Tammy? When it goes to trust, a lot of times some people just don't even trust themselves. And I've spoken with a lot of individuals and met a lot of individuals, and sometimes they feel they don't deserve it or they don't deserve what God has for them. And there is their own disbelief, their own, you know, and it's sad. It's really sad because if God is a forgiving God, and God got to know that he can trust you with things, then, you know, why sabotage it? A lot of individuals, believers and non-believers, we self-sabotage. Now, the second one is, like I said, the reason to trust God is God doesn't lie. Man will deceive you. Man will betray you. Man will, you know, people marry. They get, people have affairs. People walk out on their kids, their wives, all of that. But
yeah,
God ain't going to sit there and lie and give you and blow your head up just to drop you on your face. You know,
no.
God is not a man that he should lie or a son of man that he should change his mind. So with that being said, he has said that he will not do it or he has spoken it and will he not fulfill it. Like I said, human beings lie, they do. Even Christians lie. Sometimes people say, well, I ain't got to lie. But they will. You know, you can look people in their eyes, Tammy, and they would just be so dishonest. You'd be like, oh, for real? For real? You really didn't have to say that. And I'm going to tell you, a half-truth is still a whole lie, no matter how you go about it. Even when we start talking about omission of fact, you know, if you just omit it on purpose, you're lying. So, but when we talk about that with God, God, he cannot lie, and he does not lie. And even though, you know, earlier we're talking about Satan and the devil and these things, we were trying to make us question God's truthfulness. You know, I told an individual that was an atheist, I said, you know what, you believe in the Bible and you believe in God more than many Christians do because you're too busy trying to prove it wrong. So you got to believe that something of this part of this stuff is true. Otherwise, you wouldn't be so adamant about going against it. And people have to see it from a different perspective. Now, we started talking about that even with, you know, people trying to be confusing and lying. So the question is, why am I going to believe my eyes, my feelings, my own assessment of things, or am I going to believe God's word? If we know God's word don't lie and has never lied. Tell me, people have told me things in regards to scriptures, and I've seen it come true in my life. I'd be like, wow, wow.
Yes.
I remember, and a guy told me the other day, he said, Jeanette, what was that passage, that scripture that somebody gave you when I was going through what I was going through, I think it was in 2007, and someone told me to read Psalms 37. And when it talked about the righteous will not be forsaken or a seed begging bread and the wicked will be cast out, girl, I stood on that word and I watched it. I was like, ooh, wait, look at God. Look at God. Any comments in regards to that, Tammy?
Yes. You know, we all go through. I've been going through. But you know what? By the grace of God, he has been covering. I'm not forsaken. He hasn't left any of us forsaken. And we ain't begging for nothing because he always comes through. And, you know, things that you forget about, you know, it'll show up out of nowhere. You'd be like, oh, my God, I forgot all about. I was supposed to receive this. You know what I mean? Because that's what he do. And that's what I say. It's in his timing because he knows exactly when to show up. He knows exactly what to do. And when you were talking about people that lie and walk out on their families, people that do that and they're in the church and they're pastors or leaders or missionaries or and they walk out on their families or, and walk out on their wives or their husbands, they don't trust God. They're not trusting God because what are you walking out on? Because God loves family. You know, he created family. And that's what he loves. And that's a trick of the enemy to walk out on your family, you know. So we just gotta be careful because that's not trusting God. And you're showing other people that you're not strong enough. You don't even trust God to move and to fix whatever it is that's going on, you know. Because, you know, what are you really standing for? So not only do we have to say we trust him and believe him and have faith, we have to show that we have that. You just can't speak it. You have to live it. You have to do it.
Correct. Correct. That is so true because, like, you know, we always used to say as a kid, action speaks louder than words. That is so true. Girl, I mean, it just seemed like I've been having all kind of stuff. Like you going through in my life, people coming back and I'm like apologizing and I'm like, they looking at me now like, okay, well, she's doing well. This is going on. And I'm like, you know what? You don't know what I'm going through. I just got off the phone with a radio person just a few minutes ago. And they're still trying to get me to do the show. And I told them, I said, if you can find me some sponsors, if you can pay for it, I don't mind doing the work. I don't even mind doing the work for free. But I'm not going to pay you for me to be on your air. He said, well, if you got all that going on, you should have $500. Girl, honey, it's a wrap. I ain't dealing with you. Because, in other words, you want my service. You want to put me out there to do 30-minute segments, but you want me to pay for it? No. Because if it's meant to be, if the people need to hear it, they go hear it. One thing, I've never been a starstruck. You know, and a lot of times he was like, well, I get you all these clients. No, I don't need no clients. Tell me, I'm on the phone with you, and my phone is just blowing up. I can't even see half the people that even trying to get in to see me. You know, so a lot of times we start talking about that or things of that nature is sometimes people will deceive you, make it seem like things will be great. I got you.
Right.
Or like you said, it's the lead. But another one, which we'll be talking about, is God never changes his in his being. Man will.
Mm-hmm.
Man can start off real good, but the next thing you're looking like, who the heck are you? So, the Lord do not change. Therefore, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. That's in Malachi. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and to forevermore. We change. We change physically. We know we grow from babies to children, from teens to adults. Hopefully, we mature. Some things that, you know, we may have done, we may not do now, but that's part of maturity. But we can trust in God because God never changes, but man will. Tammy, what do you want to say about that in regards to God never changes in his being?
Well, he don't never change. And, again, I'm going to say we as people, you know, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess up. After all, we are sinners saved by grace. So we're going to fall. Sometimes we're going to get caught up in our situation. Sometimes we're going to be in depression. Sometimes we're going to be sad. Sometimes we're going to be hurt. You know, sometimes we're going to have not so good thoughts, you know, but God knows that, you know, and that's why, you know, that's why we repent daily and we're like, Lord, forgive us. I'm sorry. You know, I got off track for a minute, but forgive me because, but that's why he looks on the heart. He knows our heart. you know, and he knows when we're dealing with things. And he knows that we're going to come back to ourselves and, you know, we're going to be like, Lord, I'm sorry. I stepped off track for a minute. But he knows we're going to go through things because we're human beings and we're going to make mistakes. He's the only perfect being. And that's why he don't change. That's why he is the same. And that's why we do change, because we go through different things. We deal with, you know, we go through a lot of stuff. We deal with a lot of stuff, and sometimes we know how to handle it, sometimes we don't, and sometimes we go through things, but we gain wisdom from it and knowledge, and then when it presents itself again, we know how to deal with it and handle it. And that's why we have to have the wisdom of God, and we know how to, we need to learn how to pray to God with wisdom, you know, and we need the knowledge of God. And how do we get that? We read his word.
That is true. Okay, let me log on a caller. I think it's Michelle, but let me see. Good afternoon, because it's 12 o'clock. Number ending in 06. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Michelle. Appreciate you. Now, Kimmy, I'm going to talk about this, and then we're going to transition to some other things. Because a lot of times we get upset with God and it's hard to trust, and because we talk about God never changes his plans or his purposes. Now, when things happen to us, that's when we start going through our trials, our tribulations, we start going through our seasons, people start dying, people lose their jobs, stuff happens. And we'll say, if God is good and God is good all the time, why does it hurt so bad? Why do I have to go through this? But the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me, you, and everybody else. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. But, Tammy, when we start talking about these things, and they'll say, well, why does God want people to go through these things? Now, you know, sometimes I'll say therapeutically it's growing pains. You know, if he can get you to it, he can get you through it. You know, he wants that relationship. He wants us to mature. You know, when I when I wrote my chapter in the book, and Girl, Get Up and Win, and I'm getting a lot of information and feedback, and, you know, and it's crazy because I did not put a lot into it because I waited to the last minute. I was supposed to go somewhere, but I didn't go. I told Talisha Berry, I said, okay. She was like, Jeanette, this stuff is due. You got to have it in. It's due by tomorrow. I said, okay, I'm going to get it to you tonight. It took me 3 hours to write 2 chapters for 2 books. And I'm very proud that, you know, it made number one on Amazon new release, number one Amazon bestseller. And then when you open the book, my picture and my story about me and my mother was actually on page 9 for one of the first authors in the book. And I talk about overcoming childhood. But, you know, when we, and just even thinking about the feedback, I didn't realize how powerful that was. But the thing is, some of the stuff that I experienced with my mother, I was like, Lord, for real? You know, God, where are you? Come get this woman. She's about getting on my nerve. One of us about to get up out of here. It's going to be her or me. But by that same token, I can truly say, even in the book, I appreciate that experience because it made me the woman that I am today. Because if she wouldn't have instilled all of that, I wouldn't have the work ethic. I wouldn't have, you know, the ability to do some of the things that I do. And my auntie sent me a thing on Facebook talking about I must have got my smarts from my father, and I was laughing about that. But, you know, but it's interesting. So if your own parents can put you through things, just imagine God's plan for you at the end of the day if you are obedient, Tammy. Can you speak on that a little bit in regards to his plans and or his purpose?
Well, we're supposed to go through things. How are we going to grow if we don't go through trials, if we don't go through tribulation, if we're not afflicted? How are we going to learn? How are we going to know of his goodness and his grace if we don't experience anything or go through anything and know that he's going to bring us out? So we have to experience things. We have to go through things. And that's where the wisdom of God comes in, because once we go through it, that's what I'm saying. It's going to present itself again, like I said before. But this time, you know how to go through because you have wisdom. And then we can see other people going through, and we see that, we like, okay, and we'll learn from that. We can learn from other people's experiences too. And we'll have wisdom and knowledge to know how to handle the situation, and we'll go about it better. We'll get better results. And that's why God takes us through things. And then he takes us through things to see if he can trust us. And if we really trust him and believe that taking us through this for a reason, and he's going to bring us out, you know, right on time. And we're going to always have the victory, and we're going to give him the glory, and, you know, we're always going to win because there's a lesson in everything.
That is true. That is so, so true.
So all in how we go through, how we let it run its course, how we go through, and we need to go through well. We need to finish well. So we can hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
That is so powerful. That is so, so powerful. And a lot of times we don't even realize that when we are going through some things, because we get so caught up in our own stuff till we just stop paying attention, and we don't even know the plan that God has for us, you know, because his ways are not our ways. Michelle, do you have any questions for Tammy?
I like this topic. This says a lot into a lot of things that I'm dealing with right now, and it's trusting God, and which I've always had, but, you know, I talk to God, and you know, I learned from him, and I'm learning to basically, like, when I can talk to Lisa or when I can do this, because God tells me to. And I think this is a good topic. You know, I should have called that at 11:30, and now I wish I would have heard the whole thing. But, you know, it's a really good topic.
Well, you know what, Michelle? You can go back. If you have me on Facebook, you can go and you can click on the link anytime to listen to any of the shows. Or you can also just Google Jeanette Abney Podcast 2019. And it lists all, and it's crazy, Tammy. It's been over 200 and something podcasts.
So you go on the Facebook and I can listen to it? You got it on the, oh, wow, I didn't even know that. Okay, yeah I'll do that. Yeah.
So you can listen to them whenever you want at any time. So all you got to do is just click on the link, or you could just go to, like I said, Google Jeanette Abney 2019 podcast, and you can listen to any of the podcasts. But matter of fact, when you get off the air, I will text you the link, and then that way you don't even have to do it from Facebook. And then you can just listen to it on your phone. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. And, you know, I want to say thank you, Michelle, and I appreciate you, because this is the reason why, you know, I take the time out of my day to do what I do, and then I drag Tammy right along with me because I like her input, you know. But, you know, I like getting the feedback. I like, and it's like I said, it's not for me, because you know, Tammy, what you do for God will last. Now, I want to give the listeners some information. And again, if anybody want to call in, they could call in at 516-387-1914. And I have some information, and it talks about how to trust God completely. Because, Tammy, sometimes, you know, even as Christians, we straddle the fence. We give him a little bit, we take it back. We say, "Lord, we trust you, but God, you're taking a little bit too long, so let me help you out a little bit," you know.
Right.
I'm trying to go back. And I have found some information that I had even put on Facebook, and it talks about trust God to help you do your best and trust him to do the rest. So we start doing a little bit more than what we're supposed to be doing, but it wasn't for us to be doing. But, you know, it's like being on a team, or, you know, we're like, "Look, Lord, you take it too long. I got to get this done." So when we talk about 100% and trusting him completely. Now, trust, we know, is a state of mind that takes the most of the significant amount of time to develop, but it's easily broken with words and actions, because you got to have both. What does it say? What is it doing? And with trust being so hard to develop between people, how much harder is it for us to trust God? Like I said, that we cannot see or know or even touch. I have some information, and it talks about four practical steps to trusting God completely, because you have to practice. Now, one of the things it talks about is, in regards to trusting God completely, When we talk about you also have faith, and it takes a little time to develop. You got to have a little patience. You're not going to wake up one day and begin just trusting God with everything all at one time, because you like to say, my grandmama used to always say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Now, the thing is, we talk about the four practical steps to trust God completely. One, you have to make a decision not to worry. You know, I used to say that even with my son, if you go worry, don't pray. If you go pray, don't worry, but you can't do both. So the first step is simply making an intentional decision to trust God. You got to make that decision. This is so much easier said than done, but the only way to truly trust God is you have to decide to trust him. And you can't trust God if you're worrying about the things you're trusting him with. You know, sometimes my son gets so upset with me and he think I don't care. And I'll be like, I'll turn you over to God. Once I turn you over, I can't take you back. You know, God can take care of you much better than I can. Tell me, what do you think about that? You got to make that decision not to worry, because even a lot of old saints worry.
Yes. And that's huge, because, you know, we do worry can set in even as believers with a relationship with God, because you can be a believer and not have a relationship. So even as a believer with a relationship, you can worry. It'll set in, but then when you recognize, you be like, oh, Lord, remove that from me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You know what? I don't even need to worry, because I already prayed. You know, I already asked you to move. Now there's no need for me to be worrying about it. Let it stress me out. So you know what, Lord? Give me the strength to just let it go. Because, you know, that's an emotion that, you know, we all get. And worry do come over us. Even if we don't intend to worry, it'll still come and sit on us. And when once we realize that it is, once we realize that it is worry, then we have to let it go. We have to go, you know what, Lord, forgive me, you know. Because a lot of times we could be stressed and we'll say, no, I'm not stressed. But it is. You have all the symptoms and the signs. You just don't want to accept that that's what it is.
Yeah, I feel you on that. You know, I feel that, you know, as it is, I'm kind of worried about certain things and I can't. You know, that's why I told my mom, I'll pray to God, he'll tell me, you know, because I built up that relationship with God. But, yeah, you know, that's a hard one.
Yeah, worry sets in. We have to let it go. And Jeanette know a lot of my story, and I've came a long way from some things I used to worry about and deal with that bothered me. But you know what? No, not no more. And God's been moving. Because once you let go, God will start moving on your behalf, because we hold up. That's what we don't get to as believers. We hold up our own blessings. It's not God. We hold it up. And, you know, he could be just about to be like, okay, that's enough. They've been through enough. And then we'll do something to stop it. Well, got to pull it back, because they stepped in and tried to do it themselves. And God don't need our help.
That is so true.
He is God all by himself.
Yep. What used to get me in trouble is my grandmama and I used to say, you talk too much. Don't let your right hand know.
Yeah, me too.
You just talk too much. And me and my big mouth would get in trouble and mess around and mess up my poor little blessing. And, you know, God probably be like, okay, you ain't ready yet. You ain't ready. You know,
right.
So those are just some of the different things. Now, we are way more than halfway into the show, but again, if you want to call in, we would love to hear your thoughts, your input, your comments, your suggestions, and how basically God is working in your life. Now, another thing is, the second one is, you need to constantly monitor your thoughts and feelings. You know, you can only control what you can control, Tammy, and that's where a lot of times people get caught up. You know, they want to control everything. They want to do everything. It's not for you to do. Sometimes we got to stay in our lane, you know, and not only just stay in your lane, know what you can and what you cannot do. We just be doing a little bit too much. It's not for us. It's not for us. Now, when we start talking about the war against evil ones begins in our mind, You know, Joyce Myers wrote some books about the battlefield of the mind. A lot of times we talk about our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, things of that nature. And yeah, it is a good book. It really is. I'm not one that likes to do a lot of reading, but I do have it, and I read some things through it. But we have to begin training ourselves and noticing when you're falling into those negative thought patterns and take them captive and bring them to obey Christ. You know, so when you start, and like you talked about earlier, Tammy, feelings can change. Your perception is your perception, but your attitude about things is also very important. If you keep saying it ain't going to happen, it won't happen. You know, I have a sister who used to always tell me what she can't do. I can't do this. I can't do that. And I used to tell her, well, if you can't wait, why do you think I can? You know, so you have to monitor that. And positive affirmation is also very important. Tell me any other information you want to leave the listeners in regards to monitoring your thoughts and feelings.
Oh, yes. You do have to be careful with that because, you know, that's where the enemy attacks you in your mind. So if he can get your thoughts and change your thoughts on certain situations, because you can start seeing things that's innocent and you can make it, you know, something different, like it's not innocent, like, okay, they're doing this, there's something going on, I know it because it'll cause you to see different things. Your mind will play tricks on you, and your thoughts on something may be one way when it ain't even that way, and that's the trick of the enemy. That's how he trick us. And then we'll start to not trust God. That's how he get us to not trust God, because he'll change our thoughts on things when we know that what we ask God for and God blessed us with a promise, what he promised. And then we're like, okay, God, if you gave us to us, why is it this way now? Why is, you know, it's making a turn for the worse? But we're adding stuff in our minds. You know, we're perceiving things differently, you know.
Yep.
And we're looking at the cup half empty instead of half full. So
and you know what,
we have to guard our thoughts.
Correct. And also, and that doesn't mean to minimize depression, anxiety, things of that nature, because this can be even harder if you're struggling with some type of mental illness, not only because you battle already with your emotions, but you're also struggling with the physical manifestation of your illness and feelings of helplessness in your situation. So that's why it seems like things are just more doomed. Because like I said, as a therapist, I get all these calls from individuals with depression and anxiety. And I mean, anxiety, I can deal with that. I mean, look, you need to calm down. But the depression, I'm very mindful of that spirit. I don't want that spirit of depression jumping in on me. So I'm kind of, have you called any other therapists or, you know, can you call me back if you can't find somebody? You know, I don't want nobody to be wanting to commit suicide, but I'm very careful because spirits are real. They are really real. And that depression, girl, I got way too much going on in my life to be sitting up here trying to slip into depression. And Michelle, you know, you've been knowing me for a long time. You ain't never seen me before.
I have. Right. I've known you like 11 years or something, probably more, you know.
I
have a
with
question.
Depression.
Okay, because one time when I was in New Mexico, I had court coming up, and I know the area and all that, you know, because I lived out there for a year. And when I was driving on my way to court, all of a sudden, like, the road and everything changed automatically. And I was thinking maybe it was, like Satan and his demons or whatever, because I know the street and everything, you know, and it looked totally different. It looked totally different for like a minute, and I was scared, you know, like.
Things can get you off course. It can get you off course. You know, Michelle, I've been driving from Oceanside to Orange County for years, well, really almost 20 years, because I started working in Orange County in 1999. And there's some days I'd be on the wrong freeway. I'm like, Lord, where am I going? You know, start off on time, the next minute, I'm like, it's a distraction. So sometimes when you start talking about the mind, you can become distracted. Now, the next one,
even though the vote didn't change or nothing, because, like, within a minute, all of a sudden, I could, like, it's weird. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like it was different, and I just stayed straight and went really slow, you know, because I'm like, what? When my vote go, I was just on it, you know.
Yeah,
but
you know what? And the thing is, too, you was on your way to court, and that was probably a distraction for you not to show up. and to give up. So, you know, sometimes people get discouraged, and, you know, you have to be careful with that. And like I said, the next one, ooh, what's that?
What was that?
That was my phone. Sorry. Yeah, that was my mom. Yeah, that was a text message.
I was going to say, we got three women on the phone. That's not like a man. Is the devil playing with us right about there? I'm like, ooh, I rebuke you.
No, it's Hail to the King, the song that I know. It's not even, it's supposed to be a song, but they didn't do it like that. But I put it on for my text message.
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle, we thought we had a intruder. Intruder. Damn it, we about to rebuke that. Like, what's that?
Right? You're like, where did that guy come from?
I'm sitting in this office all by myself. I'm like, wait a minute, where that's coming from? Lord Jesus. I'm not scared of nothing I can see, but I can shadow box it with that ghost. You know, I'll be like, what they say, ghost, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Okay, the next one is, set your heart and mind with the word of God. Now, in order to take some of the worrisome thoughts captive, you need to replace it with something. Reading the word of God is such an important part of your walk with Christ, and that's the third step, because you have to also be very proactive. You have to be reading the word of God on a regular basis as opposed to waiting until the moment you need to look it up. You know, we got a lot of these quick fix, and you know, Tammy, I'm notorious for this because I guess my mother that made me read so much as a kid, I try to read as less as possible unless I have to. But by that same token, you know, you got there's these books that talk about God's promises. You know, you can find Bible verses. You can, you know, you can have it where the books are audible, where they can read to you. You can listen to them. But by that same token, you got to saturate yourself with your heart within your mind. Because it says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand firm, stand therefore having fastened on your belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Tell me, that is powerful because I always say, I know what I know when I need to know it. If I don't need to know it, I don't want to know it. Because I got so much stuff and so many different things that I be having to do. I don't want to be knowing all of this stuff. But when you have a discernment and you know God's word, it's going to come out when it's supposed to. And that's how I felt today when I was at the gas company in front of all of those individuals looking at their sad faces, knowing that one of their coworkers had just died and they can't even find him. I don't even know if the man's body was even found because of the way the places blew up, you know. And all I could do was let the Holy Spirit use me by all of the teachings, all of my biblical principles and things that I've learned. It's just, hey, okay, Jeanette, let your light shine. What can you say to these people to get their attention and give them hope? So, Tammy, what do you want to tell them in regards to saturating your heart and your mind with the word of God?
Yeah, because, I mean, when you, like you say, you went to the people, it's hard to tell them to, it's hard when you're saying trust God, and it's hard to trust God when you're in that situation because some people's mind go to, instead of looking at, you know, there's a reason, everything happens for a reason, but they'll start to think, well, why did God allow that to happen? Why did he die? You know, if God, you know, it's God and he's who he say he is, then why did this happen? You know, they're questioning God. And, you know, so they lose faith, or if they don't already believe, that just gives them a reason to say, this is why I don't believe, you know. So we have to be careful of that, too, because we say trust God because we know to trust him, because we know what he's done for us. And, you know, it's hard when you're telling someone else who don't know how to trust him to trust him when they don't have a relationship. That's so,
and
you know,
like,
you know.
I like what you said earlier about that and trusting God, because it all boils down to, like, I know some people say, like, oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? But at the same time, when you say, well, you got to go through this, because God likes it when we come and talk to him. And if we didn't have God, then, you know, I don't even know why. I don't even know if I have friends or nothing. And I told God, you're going to be my friend forever. You will never go away. And he, since I was six, and I prayed to him and everything. But, you know, God wants us, those things to happen for, you know, certain reasons. And, you know, and he turns it around into something good, you know. He's always got a good way, you know, and that's great. I mean.
And you know what, Tammy? I want to give a quick testimony about what happened today and yesterday. You know, I told you about this topic way before I knew where I was supposed to be going.
Right.
And you and I had already talked about the topic. When I got the phone call, I had not watched the news nor listened to the radio, so I didn't even know what happened in your area because you live out in that area too. I had no idea what happened. A man called me and asked me if I could do a CISD, which is for the critical incident counseling for, you know, when there's basically a traumatic event that occurred. I said yes. I was just obedient. Do you know I didn't even have a contract with these people? I wasn't even in their database. So when they transferred me to send me the paperwork, the woman said, you're not even connected with us. I said, all I know is somebody called me and asked me if I could be there. When she said 6:30 in the morning, I wanted to say, okay, I don't want to get up at no 6:30 in the morning. I have a hard enough time making it somewhere at 9, well, not making it somewhere at 6:30. But I was obedient, and I said, okay. She said, let me fax you over this paperwork, give you a quick contract so you can go over there. Tammy, of all people, they chose me to do it. And didn't even have to. And then with that happening, and we're talking about trust God, I had to get them individuals to realize you got to trust God. So that's how God works. You never know what his plan and his purpose is. Because, girl, Lord knows I did not want to get up in the morning to have to be somewhere at 6:30 in the morning. So another thing is replace the negative thoughts and feelings with promises of God. Once you take those thoughts captive, the next step is to replace them with the promises and plan God has laid out for you. You may not know why. You may not know what it's about. But the thing is, that's when you got to go back to what you need. Tammy, what do you want the listeners to know in regards to that?
Well, what you just said, that's awesome. You got to know when it's God, because like you said, you're not even in their database and somebody called you. That's nothing but God. When God opened the door, recognize that it's him that's opening that door, and you need to walk through it because you don't know what's going to come out. Because we ask certain things. We'll ask God for certain things. We'll say, God, I need this. God, you know, like you say, you don't want to drive no more. You don't know what door this opened because you're tired of driving back and forth. You don't. This might open a huge door where you just have to go to one place.
You know that is true, because I was talking to you when I left my office, because you know I didn't leave my office after 8 something last night. And then I have to be up that early to be out that way. And the fourth step is process the trust God completely in actions. And the action is do it. Even if you don't want to, do it. Because like I said, I was living proof of that one, because I was like, ooh, Lord Jesus. But
we
got to
stop putting him in a box.
Yep.
We got to stop putting
true.
Him in a box and thinking when we ask him for something, we think he's going to move in the way we want him to move, or we think he should move, and he'll move an entirely different way. You just got to recognize that move when he makes it. So you'll know to accept it. And when that door opens, you better go, you better run through it, because you know it's God.
Yep. Honey, today, like I said, that was none but God. When that man, when that lady told me, ma'am, you're not even in our database. I said, well, you called me. I didn't call them because I sure wasn't looking for no work, because I got way too much stuff to be doing today. And I was still able to make it on time to do the radio. so we got to trust them. Okay, Tammy, we got a minute left on the air. And we gave the listeners a lot of information in regards to trusting them when times are hard. And, you know, you could go back to the word. A lot of times we get stuck. We don't know where to go. And, you know, here's it says, trusting God, 5 biblical strategies when life is hard. We talked about not leaning on your own understanding, which is one. Run to the throne of grace, which is another one. And sometimes we got to run. Remember God's character, which is some of the things that we talked about. And we call God past faithfulness, meaning when God was good to you. Tammy, anything else you want the listeners to know before we end the show and pray for faith?
Just let them know that to trust God and know that He hears you. He hears your cries. He hears your prayers. He hears you. He's going to answer you. Just have faith and believe and trust and know that He's going to do it, and He's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't doubt it.
They said God will do what He said He will do. Okay. Thank you for joining us here. You got something you want to say, Michelle?
I was just going to say real quick, I know some people, they have, a hard, they don't know when God's talking to them and stuff like that, you know. Isn't that, coming from the Bible, you how you build your relationship with Him when you read and everything?
Well, when you start reading, you start basically saturating yourself with the Word. You have to not lean on your own understanding, but you got to know His Word. And that's why Bible study is important, Sunday school, a lot of that. You know, people learn differently. You have to find your learning style. And, you know, even when we're talking about the different types of Bible, the King James versions and the different, you know, the way it's, you know, sometimes the word be a little different, but it doesn't mean that the meaning is different. So, and that's why we're doing this show, so individuals out there can call if they have any questions. I mean, I'm not a Bible-thumping person. I know how to stay in my lane. I can tell you a whole lot about therapy. But like I tell people, I know what I need to know when I need to know it. If I don't need to know it, I don't want to know it. So I'm not trying to be all over the place. I don't want to be the smartest woman on earth. I really don't. Nor I don't want to be the woman with the most jobs either and still be broke.
Right.
But by that token, Tammy, I guess we will converse later in the week to find out what topic we can talk about next week or find out what the listeners want to hear. So, again, I want to thank you for joining us here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. And remember, until next week, remember, you got this. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
All right, bye. God bless you.